Fake News by Taki Yuriko, translated by John and Deborah Saxon, read by Charles Rammelkamp. In my third grade year, my dad got stomach cancer. The doctors only told my mom and my uncle, but they told Dad it was a cyst or a stomach ulcer. Only at the funeral did Mom admit, actually, in those days, everyone hid the hard truth from patients. A fellow has made 70-plus trips from Kyoto since 311 to his boyhood home of Fukushima. He had been evacuated there from Kyoto during World War II. With a large dosimeter hanging from his shoulder, he has already measured radiation levels at his old elementary school. If asked, he also takes measurements at preschools or private homes. He also gives radiation protection advice. By avoiding grassy areas and walking in the middle of the street, you can substantially reduce your exposure, or lay leftover roof tiles over highly radioactive drainage ditches to block the radiation. In the 10 years of these visits, he has always said, "I could live here with these levels. I could eat here, drink here." Today, virtually all doctors level with their cancer patients with a "let's fight this together" attitude. The doctors can say, "We caught it early. You're going to be fine." Or honestly answer the question, "How many more years will I live?" Of course, such disclosures shock patients, but in exchange, patients can know the risks and have accurate data. They can understand all treatment options and personally decide which is best. The large dosimeter seen in Fukushima measures not just outdoor but also indoor radiation levels. Reports have spread that real annual radiation levels absorbed by residents, 2 to 4 millisieverts per year, barely differ from Kyoto measured levels. That this prominent scholar would bring his large instrument, take measurements, and say, "I could live here, I could eat here," pleases Fukushima residents beyond measure. But doctors warn, these measurements underestimate internal radiation levels. Over and over, they warn, those who can move should move. Don't drink contaminated water and don't eat contaminated food. The major players passed the accident's 10th anniversary crying fake news against such warnings, trumpeting Fukushima's supposed recovery, while the government and TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, tried to erase the nuclear accident. The big dosimeter fellow with his constant, "I could live here, I could eat here," also claims fake news. One trying to avoid blame, another quieting people's fears. How do these differ from falsely diagnosing cancer patients with cysts or stomach ulcers? Although they feel a little different, let's keep this analogy. Does any senior citizen say, "I want to stay"? Fine. Accurately disclose outdoor radiation risks and internal radiation risks. Furthermore, we must have government-sponsored relocation assistance for younger citizens fearing radiation buildup. Now is the government's final chance to start. We demand support from Japan's world's third largest GDP government. Even at Chernobyl, residents living with 1 to 5 millisieverts per year doses of any outdoor radiation qualified for government-sponsored relocation assistance. In this 10th year, the Japanese government raised the new dwelling safety threshold to 20 millisieverts per year, discontinued decontamination, and began asking evacuees to return home. Because the temporary storage which holds the untreatable tritium-contaminated water, of which huge amounts have been flowing daily from the damaged reactor, has completely filled up, the government has astonishingly suggested diluting and releasing that water into the ocean. There is no evidence that internal radiation exposure will become safe after the contaminated water is diluted, despite the potentially high costs. But there is another way to stop the increase of contaminated water. Shut off the mammoth flow of mountain groundwater coming into the damaged reactor so that it no longer mixes with highly radioactive waste to produce untreatable contaminated water. Rerouting the water is also technically feasible. In addition, a Kinde University research team has made substantial progress towards a method of extracting the tritium. Nevertheless, the government decided not to allocate any funds for it, instead taking the cheapest route of releasing the water into the Pacific. They bury all objectors with cries of fake news. They turn a deaf ear to the many voices from abroad calling, "The Pacific Ocean is not Fukushima's waste dump." Nowadays, even current cancer patients get accurate information. They themselves can choose their own treatment. Symptoms of internal radiation exposure generally wait 10 years to appear. Cancer cases will likely increase. But research also shows that changing the food we eat, changing the air we breathe, can substantially reduce the risk. Something can still be done.